From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The EPA is taking public comments for its proposed revision of the atrazine interim registration review decision. But the Georgia Farm Bureau warns atrazine is an important tool for weed mitigation in several crops, including corn, sorghum, and sugarcane. The proposal would severely limit how Georgia farmers can use atrazine for controlling broadleaf weeds, especially pigweed. If adopted, more than 72% of the U.S. corn acres would be out of compliance. Global food prices dropped for a fifth straight month after a seasonal rise in supplies and a drop in demand for some products. With more grain out of Ukraine, wheat harvest is helping ease those supply concerns. A UN index of world food costs dropped 1.9% in August and remains at its lowest level since January. While consumers will feel some relief, the declines aren't as sharp as they were in July when food prices dropped the most since 2008. Annual U.S. retail prices for beef and veal are projected to rise 6-7% in 2022 compared to last year. In May, according to agrimarketing.com, the farmer's share of the retail value of beef also increased year over year, but rising input costs, especially cattle feed, may limit farmers' ability to benefit from higher cattle prices. USDA estimates show feed expenses are the largest operating cost for cow-calf producers at 75% in 2021. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.